Really excited for this. We've got a brand new season of The Bachelorette kicking off tonight on 10. And look, I think we're about to get the realest Bachelorette ever, Angie, who joins us right now. Angie, can you still believe that you've gotten on The Bachelorette?
No, I'm still like, seriously, me, little old me.
You have been dubbed one of the most relatable Bachelorettes that we've ever had. Why do you think this is?
I just think it's because I'm just, I don't know, just the gal next door, kind of always open about my struggles and, you know, there's nothing really fancy about me, and I think people can relate to that, and it's nice to be able to have somebody that's average as The Bachelorette.
Yeah. Look, a lot of the promos, we're seeing you dressed in, like, tracky pants down. Is the casual, does that become a theme of the show? Do we see a bit more casual? Because everyone dresses up so much normally.
Well, I love to dress up, but, you know, I prefer a sneaker and a cheeky activewear or tracksuit pants. I try to sneak in my Ugg boots as much as possible. I don't know if that makes the show. I haven't seen anything, but hopefully.
Okay. Now, of course, one of the big twists that's being revealed is your brother, Brad, is going to be an undercover spy amongst the other men.
Yep.
First question, was it hard to convince him to do this?
It was quite a big ask, I feel, because usually that night's about me and the boys, meeting the boys, and it's kind of about him meeting the boys for me, and that's huge to have to pretend to be dating your sister but be mates with these guys. And he just does such an amazing job, and I'm so grateful and so blessed to have him there. It didn't take a whole lot of convincing. He was a bit wigged out, and he was like, no, I want to do this for you.
Now, that's one other thing we wanted to know. So we know, obviously, when it comes to this, everyone who's on it doesn't get paid too much because we actually want to see someone find love, but there is a bit of money just to help people get by. Did your brother get paid to be on the show, or is he doing it purely out of love?
I have no idea. I'll have to ask him. He's away overseas. As soon as he left, I was straight back full throttle, and then I've been in lockdown for ages, so didn't really get to ask him. I think it would have just been out of love.
Yeah, right. There you go. Now, there's a lot of dating shows out there for single people. Why The Bachelorette? Like, did you ever consider going on Love Island or anything?
No. I've never applied for or put myself out for any shows. They've kind of always just come to me, and I always take them as universal signs, like with Gogglebox and The Jungle and The Bachelorette. They were always offered, so I took that as a sign and thought, yeah, why not?
Well, we can't wait to see how you go on your journey of love, Angie, but thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much.